As I sat there in the dark, I began to think strange things. If Mr. Reed had lived, maybe he would have been nice to me. As I looked around the dark, quiet room, I was afraid that Mr. Reed's ghost might come back. What if he was angry with his wife for treating me badly? He might rise from his grave and appear in this room. I was so scared by this thought that I could not breathe. Suddenly, I saw a light moving on the ceiling. It was probably from a lamp outside, but I was so afraid that I did not think clearly. I thought it must be a ghost, an angry ghost from the land of the dead. My heart beat fast. Was that something moving near me? Screaming loudly, I ran to the door and hit it with my fists. I wanted to break it open and run far away from that cold, dark room. Soon, Miss Abbott and Bessie came running to open it. "Miss Eyre, what is wrong? Are you ill?" asked Bessie. "Please, please, let me leave this room," I screamed. "Why, what happened?" she asked. "I saw a strange light in the room. I know it was a ghost," I cried, holding tightly on to Bessie. "There's nothing wrong with her," said Miss Abbott. "She screamed just to make us come. I know all her little tricks." I heard footsteps in the hall. "What is all that noise?" said an angry voice. Mrs. Reed came in. "Abbott and Bessie, I told you to leave Jane Eyre in this room until I said she could leave."
"She screamed so loudly, Mrs. Reed," said Bessie softly.
"Let go of her, Bessie," Mrs. Reed said. "Jane Eyre, you will not leave this room until I say you can. Your tricks don't work with me. Now, you will stay here 1 hour more."
"Oh, Aunt, forgive me. I shall die if you keep me here,"
I screamed and kicked as she held me. "Be quiet." She pushed me back into the red room and locked the door. There I was in the darkness again, with the ghosts and the silence. I screamed until I must have fainted, because I do not remember anything more.